Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Tanya Gibson.
Do you have strong feelings about lemonade and lemonade flavors? The drink, nearly synonymous with summer, doesn't often solicit strong opinions. It's one thing that appears to be nearly universally loved, or at least universally acknowledged that it's here to stay, and is almost always skipped over in any sort of food debate or strong feeling discussion. And I didn't think I had strong feelings about it either. It's just always been there, a staple of life, and I do love it. That should be the end, right? Right. Until. Our farmer's market usually has a lemonade booth. It's become habit to grab one most weeks after I've done my shopping. Plain lemonade is always available, but as the harvests roll in, the flavor is dictated, rotating weekly. Strawberry, early in the season, gives way to raspberry or watermelon, cantaloupe, apricot, and mixed berry later on. I know which ones I love and which ones I don't. I avoid the cantaloupe, always. I grab the watermelon, always, as well as the strawberry and the fresh peach. The raspberry or apricot depend on my mood and the day. Those are often weeks I take a miss and save my dollars for the next week. The biggest revelation, however, is the week I tried banana. Glorious banana lemonade. Our local stand keeps things very minimal. They juice the lemons and sometimes limes right in front of you, pouring the juice into a tumbler. Water goes in next, along with a little sugar and whatever fruit mix is on tap. Ice and a mint leaf complete the recipe, and after a little shake and stir, it's poured into a cup just for you. I choose lid and straw because walking around our crowded market, heavy laden with vegetables and meat, would simply mark disaster should I have an open cup. The first sip is always good. The straw digs deep and finds the grain left by the sugar and usually mixes with a little pulp and a little fruit, commingling into one perfect sip of lemony goodness. If you get the watermelon version, the water changed to a delicate pink hue. The chunks of melon are always just a little too big for the straw and require adjustment and stirring every time a bit finds its way to clogging the bottom. But instead of being annoying and adverse, it simply stirs things back up and settling into a first sip every time. The chunks that are left have soaked up enough lemon liquid that it is a treat emptying your cup as you wash your week's groceries. I had never had banana lemonade until several years ago. I'm trying to remember exactly when, and I'm leaning towards probably about 5 or so. I spotted the sign declaring the flavor and decided early to stick with a cup of regular that week. Banana flavored anything isn't my favorite, and to be honest, bananas themselves are something to eat only when desirable things are gone, or the banana is crisp and yellow-green, nary a brown spot to be seen. As the line moved forward, I either had a skeptical look on my face, or it was just a rote question by that hour for them, because I was met with a simple, "I promise, it's really good." Not being easily swayed, I'm not sure what convinced me, but as I walked toward my car, I was the owner of a tall cup of highly yellowed refreshment. I can't remember exactly, but I want to say that I waited until purchases and child were safely situated before that first taste. I don't know exactly what I was expecting, really, but I know it was something different than I got. The smooth creaminess blended perfectly with the tart lemon and the sugar. I didn't realize that was at all possible until right at that very moment, but it was the most perfect fruit and lemonade combination I have ever tasted. I've learned over the years that the banana option is usually reserved for weeks between harvests or when they want to sneak it in and expand palates. It only shows up once, possibly twice a season, and my eyes light up now seeing the happy yellow banana on the sign declaring the flavors, instead of the unnerved skepticism of that first week. Do you have strong feelings about flavored lemonades? Do me a favor and try one with a banana. It might just be the best lemonade you will ever try. This is Tanya Gibson for Bread and Butter.